When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he got on an airplane for the first time in a year and is now at his beloved estate to see the Minnesota Twins in spring training.
Yes, and tomorrow I will actually go to a game. They are in Port Charlotte today playing the American League champion Tampa Rays, but I obviously did not make that trip. Tomorrow they play only, 15 miles away, I think, in Northport, which is the home of the Atlanta Braves for the second straight year. And, Joe, there's something happening down here that I know you would not approve of.
All right.
We're having pandemic conditions in the baseball world, right, in the Major League Baseball world, although they have 70-some players running around, so that's fine. What we are doing, Joe, is we're routinely playing 7 innings for the first week at least. But here is what I think will offend you and know that Americans have gone to hell in a handbasket. If a pitcher starts an inning or is he pitching during an inning and he throws 20 pitches, they can call off the inning.
Duluth double foghorn, please.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me that's spring training only.
That is spring training only. But it happened yesterday, the Twins game. They were kicking up a rally. Runners on second and third. They just left. The other team, Boston, just left. And now I was watching the Boston game today, and they did it again. They had a pitcher out there. The other team hit a double, a couple of runs scored. They just left. That was it. They were done. They claim that they are short of pitching, even though the Twins have 38 pitchers down here and available. They claim the managers are claiming they're short of pitching. So if they got a guy warmed up, they don't want to be warming somebody up. So if the other pitcher is so hoarse bleep that he can't get him out in 20 pitches, they can just leave.
This mirrors the country. Both baseball and the country are trying to commit suicide.
Yes. Well, here is my suggestion. I just suggested this. You got your grapefruit league and your cactus league, right?
Yep.
And we're going to have a new stats category. I even came up with it. Individual leaders, HS dash RISP. So, you know, horse S,
yep,
pitchers, runners left in scoring position. You know, yep. So you got, you know, you were so rotten they couldn't finish the inning. How many guys did you leave on base when they had you sheepishly walk out the mound without getting the third out?
This is a crisis.
I saw that one and I said, you guys have gone insane.
Yep.
You've gone insane. You know, okay, 7 innings, blah, 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 for the first week of spring training or however many, you know, how long it's going to go. It's probably going to go all spring. I don't know. All the games are routinely scheduled for 7. But imagine the poor people who, you know, bought the tickets. They're letting 2,500 in the Twins games. And mostly used up by season ticket holders ordering them for themselves or their friends or their scalping buddies or whatever. But you show up there tomorrow and you haven't been following it really closely, and suddenly they just leave in the middle of the innings with one out in the fourth. There they go. they're not batting anymore. I want my money back.
Are these COVID rules?
Well, they're
because it has nothing to do with COVID.
No, they have nothing to do with COVID, but they because they don't have minor leaguers across the way, they say that they don't have as many bodies. But the truth is, in previous years, they wouldn't have minor leaguers over there yet anyway. They have more players right now than they've had anyway. Another thing they're saying is because a lot of the minor leaguers, well, didn't pitch last season at all, they don't want to strain them by having them throw over 20 pitches.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
The grand old game is pretty much done. So it's pretty much over.
The only thing I regret is, or feel bad, is that I wasn't next to you when you discovered this to watch the Royce tirade.
Yeah, it was, I saw that, and I just, you know, they're insane. They're just, here's, Joe and I both go back to Bach managing, Gene Bach managing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our arch rivals, as you remember, Joe, was the Houston Astros, located in the bleep hole of Cocoa, Florida.
Right.
The worst spring training facility in the history of man, next to a snake-infested jungle.
Yep.
And we go over there with Bach and wait for the game to end, and then he and Preston Gomez, the manager of the Astros, would decide to play five more innings so they could use their pitchers.
Yep.
We'd be there for 14 innings before we could talk to Bach.
Yep.
And these guys, they wanted their pitchers to get work. They're all dedicated to having their pitchers not get work down here. It's unbelievable. But I don't know what to say beyond that. You know, another thing, I was talking to somebody from the Twins today. Would mm-hmm. it really be a crisis of America if we just gave Major League Baseball 10,000 doses of vaccine? Why not? Mm-hmm. What difference are 10,000 vaccines across this great nation of ours going to be? Why don't we let the baseball players receive the vaccine so they can safely get this sport started? And let's do that with all our sports, because who cares? It's not going to prevent the 88-year-old woman from Thief River Falls getting inoculated. It's not going to do that. So
no, and I understand your sentiment, but you're going to end up with a great hue and cry about why all these rich guys should get it before somebody else.
Sure. But it's I know, of course, they're going to be and that's why baseball isn't. Just let them go out and buy 20,000 vaccinations. What the
mm-hmm.
hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, not almighty, but instead we're going to have these guys flying all over, and then they're going to have to take 2 weeks off, and then blah, 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 because they're, you know, I don't know. We have vaccine. Now I've been vaccinated, so I probably shouldn't say anything, but we got vaccine jealousy here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any symptoms after the second shot?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Nothing. I've received an explanation on that, which is actually depressing.
Yeah.
When someone like the rookie or Reaver's age gets the vaccination, Joe.
Yep.
They have a strong enough immune system that it fights it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get sick.
Yeah.
But when you're a decrepit 75-year-old like me, it basically says, come on in, we don't care. We got nothing to fight you with anyway.
Oh, my God.
It's waving at home like it's Al Newman coaching third base.
Come on. Settle in here.
That's what I've read, that we are, like everything else that goes to hell, so does your immune system.
Yep.
And your immune system does not fight it as hard. When you're older. So I I had fatigue, but I don't know if that's from the vaccine or me. You know, I don't know.
It's up for debate.
I can't say that I seem to be a little more fatigued than normal. I don't know. Maybe that's just getting lousy nights of sleep. But no, I didn't have any real symptoms. So.
Did the 15-year-old Toyota start up?
Oh God, it's I got it out in the sun today. It needed to get some sun time. It's right out front here.
It's
getting a little
like it's a plant.
Nice sunny day, but the poor Toyota, the top's down. It's out there soaking in the sun. It was stuck in that garage for months. But my guy Hans had it set up to a trickle battery, so it started right up. Yes,
trickle charger.
Whatever it is, it's a little thing with a couple of prongs on, and you put one here and one there. And when I leave, I'll say, Hans, put that back where it's supposed to be, will you? Because I can't remember.
Is this the same one, Pat, that was subjected to the torrential downpour?
Yes. It did survive that. Yes, it did.
The only guy in America who took a car to a car wash to say, dry it out.
Derek Atmore, former 1500 ESPN employee, it's raining buckets, and he looks at me in the press box and says, hope you'd put that top up.
Yeah.
And I looked at myself, and you know what I did? I took the Lord's name in vain and a lot of other names in vain with adjectives in front of the Lord's name in vain and went downstairs. And the worst part was, not only were there 3 inches of water in it, but everybody was standing there laughing.
Yeah.
You know, the citizens thought, we were wondering when you'd show up down here, dummy.
But and not only that, it's the demeaning part that it was raining so hard. Now your shirt is clinging to your nipples and your belly, and you're dripping wet, and you want to just be done.
And basically, you have to get in the car that way and start to take off, and head to the cleaner, and say, "Get this out." But later on, I also took it to the garage, or the Toyota garage, and had them check the electrical and all that stuff. But that cost me a few hundred too. But it seems to be running fine.
He opens the door and the gush.
Right. Every time he hits the radio, the fourth button on the radio, it's like that clown, the water that comes out of the flower, squirts him right in the face.
That was just one of those moments where you just the ability. You don't have a proper ability to self-deprecate yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just calling yourself every 5 feet you're driving, you're saying, you bleeping idiot. You know.
Hey, Pat.
Yes.
The Wild are not only good, they're really fun to watch.
Holy cow. It's hard to believe one commie can do that, isn't it?
Yep. He's something else.
He's
man.
A guy.
He's the guy.
Changed the whole thing. He's the first guy they've ever had. And, you know, they talk about Gaborik. This guy is better than Gaborik.
Yep.
Gaborik was good and talented in that playoff run in 03. He was terrific. But this isn't he wasn't ever like this. I mean, he started getting hurt, but he never. He was a big, strong guy, but this guy's got that kind of bully frame to him that makes you think he's not going to get hurt. You know,
I can't wait to go to a game so I can watch only him when he's on the ice.
Yeah.
With binoculars. True. With binoculars.
So is he so good that he's taking these inadequate centers and making them good?
Yes.
Now they have him playing. He was playing with Hartman for a while. Who's he playing with now?
There's a theory that my brother and I are developing that he can do. He's got free reign. He can stay out there and do whatever he wants. Yep.
Yeah, but they got Foligno at one. Foligno, whatever it is, he's playing with him, right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
No, Zuccarelli's playing with him. But who's
Bukestad has played with him. I don't know. I'll look tonight.
I don't know. And we're in St. Louis tonight, are we?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Oh, back in Vegas. Back in Vegas. Okay.
You know, the thing, too, is that what's getting overshadowed, and rightfully so, because he's the biggest story in the team, but their goaltending improvement is just as much to do with their success, I think. Because, you know, when Stalock, who got claimed today by the Oilers, when he's your number one goalie, you're going to have issues.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is Stalock the South St. Paul kid?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to have him as insurance, though. As I said, those cheap pole ads wouldn't keep him. You know, so. But, no, yeah, you're right. And Stalock's been, we think, having a COVID issue, right? That something happened to him because he hasn't. He basically lost the job because he was not available to play, and they brought in Talbot too, right?
Yes.
So, and now the Finns are playing half the time, and you know this is a good time to have two goalies too because you're playing all these back to backs, and you know the schedule is more compressed than it's ever been. Anybody heard interviews? What?
I was going to ask you to explain the Patino situation to me.
Okay, let me ask you first about this. Yeah. Is the Finnish goalie as boring as every other Finnish player we've ever had?
Yes.
I haven't heard he's interviewed yet. Nothing?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Says nothing. The Patino situation is he's apparently gone, Joe. We're having not firm reports by the big hitters, but various people are being told that he's been told it's all over, as well as it should be. I mean, they just hit one of the great exactas of defeat in the history of basketball. They lost to a team at home that had lost 13 straight games and had not won till December, and then they turn around and lost to a team that was 1-14 in the Big Ten. So, it was quite an achievement, and it's, you know, he can talk about his big man being hurt and Kelcher being hurt, but you know, he never should have been hired. He's a 30-year-old without much experience, and he got, you know, they were desperate because they got turned down by about five different guys, and they'd heard of him, so they hired him. But he popped up and had a couple of decent years, but top to bottom, it's been a pretty miserable career here. He's been worse than Munson was. Munson lasted into his seventh season before he gets hired. So,
well, he's going to have a season if they lose to Penn State, where they didn't win a single road game all year, and that's not to be outdone by the worst record in the history of the program. What year was that? 2019, 2018, something like that. Where they were eight and whatever.
Well, yeah, 8-23 and 2-16 that year. That was, I think, wasn't it his fourth year? And then we were supposed to believe that the fourth year was because he didn't inherit any players from those classes or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. He just never had much of a presence, in my opinion.
Maybe he'll take over for his dad at Iona when Dad decides to retire.
Dad, there's a reason he might go to Boston College. And there's also rumors that our Patino might go to Boston College, but I don't think you can hire him on what's being done here. Meanwhile, Michigan has a chance to win the Big Ten with one loss. They're rated 2 in the country, and it was here against the Gophers. Explain that to me.
Yeah, I can't.
They've got three pretty spectacular wins. But it does not make up for the misery that has followed, that's for sure. It's going to cost them $1.7 million to fire him, and then whoever they hire is probably going to have a buyout too. But so Coyle's got to go out and find the money here.
So that's what I was going to ask you, because he got ripped for getting rid of how many different programs did he get rid of?
Yeah, but he seems to not care about that. He got rid of three programs, and then he's told Fleck that he can have 100 guys on scholarship next year because of the COVID thing, you know, because they made it unlimited. So he's a football, men's basketball guy, and people are offended, I guess. Well, we won't know because he never says anything. So he just basically does what he does without explanation, so.
Usually you taunt us with the weather in the fort. I got to think it's a gorgeous day, huh?
It was pretty good. It's right today. It's like 83 or something. Mm-hmm. 82. Funny, I was sitting across the aisle from a kid, a boy like four, maybe three, four. And we were landing yesterday. Nice plane, by the way. A 767. It was an old 747, but new. And they're better overheads and stuff. But the wind was blowing 25, and the plane was getting, making these little gentle bounces. Mm-hmm. This kid was having the time of his life. He thought it was the greatest thing ever. Woo! He's very disappointed when we landed. He left the little puff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
Are you at home or at the ballpark?
I'm at the condo. No, I'm not at the ballpark. The ballpark is not occupied today. They're up in Port Charlotte, and I was there earlier today, but I'm not. When they're not playing, there's really nobody there, so I have no reason to be there. So.
All right. Anyway.
How was the condition of the estate when you arrived? Was everything okay?
Pretty damn good. The crispy worms were not in evidence. Usually these worms fight their way to get in here and die, you know, come in and die, and you step on them and you holler, but they must have sprayed this place and got rid of the worms outside because we don't have worms. So
I think
good.
That's what they're described as in Wikipedia, the crispy worms. Of Florida.
Well, I Florida told you, Christmas. We had a Hispanic fellow out in front a couple of years ago, and I, you know, we had like the tight bottom of the door to keep them from coming in, and you know, and then other places, and they were still getting in, and I said, hey, senor, how do these worms get in there?
Yeah.
How do these worms get in there? And he says, they're worms. That's what they do.
Yep. Okay, there we go.
That's what they do.
Senor.
Senor, you live around here?
Wake up in the morning and say, how can I get in somewhere where they don't want me? That was not the full explanation.
What would have been great is if Senor, when you had asked, how do they get in here, he would have said, a very strong immune system. That's how they get in here.
That could have been it. And can I tell you this? I haven't told you this, Joel. So they got the tiki hut up here, right? Next to the pool.
Yeah.
They kind of got the recreation, go up and, you know, pool, and then they got a lap pool too. But at the party pool, I drove by yesterday. I didn't stop. But the tiki hut, I'd say we had an area of 25 yards with 150 people in it, drinking like crazy and hollering and having a good old time and not a mask in sight. Jan Malcolm would not have been happy.
No.
It was, you know, they pretty much have just said the hell with it down here. So
they're rolling the dice.
Yep. That's the way it looks anyway. So, although my the Home Depot down on 41 has a trailer out in front during the season, this guy cooks the best sausages in America. Italian sausages, onions, peppers, fantastic. I stop there twice a week for lunch. They close him down. It's okay for 500 people to be drunk hanging on each other. But we don't want that guy selling a sausage to you. So
yeah.
I'm really upset about that.
Well, you know what we're going to do, I bet, Chris, is we're going to work on the technology equipment so that things will be better in the future,
right? We've had some gaffes today.
Well, how did it work out today? It was okay today. Mm-hmm. I heard you guys good. I try to keep this thing close to my big fat mouth.
I think you did well.
I believe after we attempted to get you connected, Rook and I met with the engineering staff, and I think we're going to send some equipment your way, Patrick. I think that's what we're going to do.
Oh, they can send it, but I'll send it back to them. I don't want to be hauling it around. So. Yeah. I can go to FedEx and send it back if they want to do that. Do they need my address?
All right.
Who's the guy walking around with
we'll take care of it.
Microphone in a box with his top down in the downpour?
What else? We
Oh, I was going to mention, I got an email, Pat. I don't know if you want me to send you the link, but the Vikings are making general manager Rick Spielman available to talk about the offseason this afternoon.
Oh, and the draft.
Is yeah.
Talk about the draft.
Do you want me to sign you up for a spot in the Zoom chat with Rick?
Yeah. Oh, one last thing, Joe.
Yes.
Might have fallen asleep, they think. Huh?
That's what I was reading, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because he didn't veer off. He just went straight and, he didn't know. And then he didn't hit his brake until he already was crossing the road. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That time of the morning, it might have been up. Might have been entertaining guests and had a little, who knows?
Who knows? We don't know a thing.
We don't know.
No, but...
he was thinking about the good old days going to IHOP so early in the morning.
Just a minute.
I know we had to have the cheap shot.
Well, it was coming.
I tried to... Yeah.
Okay. I think see what's happening, Pat, is back at home at the Suchere estate, Joe has become obsessed with the birds in the front of his house that he will routinely get up and get their attention because the bird feeder gets overtaken by the squirrels in Joe's front yard.
Pat, I've become a birder.
Oh, so you want the birds to get first dibs and not the squirrels, huh?
Well, it's just amazing the tenacity the squirrel has to figure out how to get on and up on that bird feeder.
Well, I think you and I have both said it. If they didn't have bushy tails, we would be trapping them, shooting them, torturing them, doing everything we could. But they got bushy tails, so they think they're cute. They're rats. Freddie Glassow had it right. They're rats. I got one chewing. I got siding, not like wooden siding or anything. I got one of them out there chewing on it all summer. It's trying to get the siding off to get back to the wood that used to be underneath there.
Yep.
They're, they got those teeth. They got the bad teeth, man. They got teeth that they want to chew on, and the hell with them.
Yeah, I agree.
More dead squirrels. That's what America needs.
Well, that's what Kenny's description basically was when Joe tried to talk about the squirrels inhabiting. He said, not a problem up here.
No, that's true. No, not a problem. That's for sure. They should have one day a year. Remember I proposed this about geese?
Yes.
One day a year we inform everyone in the Twin Cities to stay in the house and get down and then turn loose the guys to just blast them, right?
Yep.
And when you're out there shooting a squirrel, the geese, and you see a few squirrels, let them have it too.
I agree.
We could have a day where we could call it Killing Day, right?
Killing Day.
That movie that just came out where one day a year everybody committed every
crime. Oh, it's called The Purge.
Yeah, The Purge. One day a year, The Purge for geese.
Open season.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, lad.
All right, we'll do it next week, and it'll be even better.
I think so.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with the cold weather, call Bonfi. They have regular hours from 7 in the morning to 10 at night, and they answer the phone 24/7. If your heating system needs to be replaced, Bonfi can install a new one for you, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about staying warm again. When you tell the folks at Bonfi you heard about them on The Roycey Show, you'll save $200 off a new installation. For all your heating needs, better call Bonfi.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects. And don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block, ProfessionalTurf.com.
Hey, it's Reavers here once again for Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. And Josh has a very simple question for you, and it's, do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own, and make sure you tune into Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday for Mr. Money Talk's report. You're going to hear it from himself. That's right. Josh joins us every Tuesday and Thursday in Garage Logic. Trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608.
Investment advisor services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant LLC, a registered advisor in the state of Minnesota. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk.
I have been a client of the Canopy Group for 5 years, and at my last renewal, they are still saving me money. Patrick Ricey here to talk to you about your home and auto insurance. How long have you been with your current insurance company? When was the last time your agent called you and said they could save you money and get you better coverage? This just happened to me. Truly, it did. Each year, the Canopy Group reviews my home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. This year, they saved me an additional $790. How? Because the Canopy Group is keeping an eye on my insurance needs and making sure I am always with the right insurance provider. Paying less and getting more is a concept I like. I can't promise that you'll save $791, but I can promise you they'll give you options. They'll even tell you if you should stay where you are with that company. Do what I did and contact them at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.